Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know that right now there is a nationwide funding crisis that prevents schools and teachers from getting the resources they need? That's where you and Donors Choose come in. Since 2000, Donors Choose has been the most trusted nonprofit teachers turn to for the supplies and experiences their students need to succeed. Join us to empower teachers and inspire students. Learn more at donorschoose.org.
Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
I'm delighted to welcome our next guest to the show. It's a very special treat for us this morning, courtesy of Keith. Sean Dyche, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How are you going?
Yeah, we're great. Gary Neville.
Hey, before you ask me anything, right?
Go on.
So Keith is chasing me to get on this Zoom call. Now, imagine trying to get Keith to a team meeting or to the bus or anything when I was his manager. And he's chasing me going, come on, they're ready for you. And I'm like, really?
Well, come on. Cables have torn, what?
We've heard his side of that story. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about your side.
Oh, yeah. I bet you've heard his side of that story, yeah. I'll bet. That's good to see you. Good to see you, Keith.
Great to see you, Gaffer. Great to see you. Put me on the back foot straight off the bat there.
Of course, like I do.
How are you keeping? I hear you're playing a lot of golf.
Not as much as I'd like. I'm doing bits and bobs. Just started sort of coming out, doing a bit of the media stuff and... just watch my lad play. So it's been great. I've watched him more times in the last couple of months than I've in a couple of years. So that's been great. My daughter's doing great at university. So I've seen a bit of her and stuff like that. So a bit of just life, really. Just, stuff that you put off when you're working all the time because you can't, you just haven't got time.
Are you interested in real life now in a way that maybe you might not have been if you were still a football manager? I guess what I'm asking
is there a world in which
maybe you don't go straight back into management?
Well, there's certainly a lot of offers coming my way that are outside, well, linked to the game mainly. But, I mean, today I'm down at Saracens doing a Q&A for them, which I've done before. Some of that kind of, because there's lots of crossovers. I don't know anything about rugby and not a lot about other sports, but there's lots of crossovers, environment, culture, so it's mainly that sort of thing. So I quite enjoy that. Spoken to a couple of different companies and done some talks for them. Different media things. So, yeah, quite, it's one of them weird things. The Premier League, when you've been in it 10 years, opens a lot of different avenues. So I'm kind of open-minded. I mean, I love the football side of things, so that may come round my way again, but I'm quite open-minded for, what comes next. I'm only 53. There's plenty of life in front of me. So, yeah, I'm pretty open-minded at the moment, actually.
Do you know what? I think you'd be brilliant at. Do you remember when, I think it was it Levante against Barcelona, you brought us over to watch?
And
just by chance, I ended up sitting next to you and you were giving me a little bit of commentary in the ear about Messi and look at him walking around, Keith. But you were quick to remind me that he's the only player in the world who will get away with it. Would you ever go into commentary? I think you'd be brilliant at commentary, Roy Keane-esque.
I've been asked a few different things. I've been offered a few different things, but... yourself, or you can imagine, when you come out of a job as high profile as Everton, you should let it calm a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm delighted for what's going on there. There's so many weird stories about that. I'm so pleased. Moyes is a great fellow. Got a lot of respect for him. Well, I said we left it in a good place and good shape just because the league table. Well, Keith, just because the league table says one thing, it doesn't mean it's not organised, it's structured, the players are fit, they know what they're doing. And Moyes knows that. The point for that story is that now that Moyes has got off to a really good start, they've got some wins, it calms everything down, which means I can carry on and people are not suddenly throwing everything at you like nature of life in football can be. So I think it's time now when I've just started doing a few, things like this and some good stuff for people I know and then some other stuff for I do a bit for charity, kidney research and stuff like that. But yeah, back to the football thing will be, now that it's a bit calmer, then I can start entering back into giving an opinion or offering an opinion or sharing an opinion, whichever way you look at it.
Donors Choose is helping classrooms across the country that are facing a funding crisis. Right now, schools don't even have classroom essentials like pencils, scissors, and books. Without supplies, students are unable to find their spark of imagination. But with Donors Choose, people like you connect directly with teachers to make sure students have what they need to succeed. Choose students. Shape the future. Learn more at donorschoose.org today.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yes! Crushed it!"
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's time to follow what feels right in Fort Myers, like making time for each other in tropical settings, kidding around on white sand beaches, surrounded by nature. It just feels right to relax and reconnect with the ones you love in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight to Southwest Florida International Airport and plan your trip to our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods at visitfortmyers.com.
Take a detour from the ordinary. It's time to get diverted.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
Join Owen Shahan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
Available for free on all Off The Ball channels.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
See.
Tune in and get diverted on Off The Ball.
I'm delighted to say our next guest is Claire Amelia, who is preparing for the second leg of European Cup final. Claire, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You're in La Coruña, or have you travelled for the second leg of the final already?
No, we travelled yesterday. We're here in France now. So, full day of travel. We left at 9 o'clock yesterday morning and got here at 10 last night.
All right. So, is it a bus the whole way?
We got a bus to Santiago and then a train from Santiago to Madrid, then a flight from Madrid to Paris and another bus from Paris to Lille.
Okay. So I didn't actually know exactly where Villeneuve was. So it's Lille, which is the very top north coast of France. And you guys are the north coast of Spain. So it's not close, but I guess an opportunity for everybody to dial in ahead of tomorrow's game.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be a close game. We lost the first game by 3 points. So there's more pressure on them than there is on us, I think, going into it, and sure, look, we'll go out and enjoy the experience.
Well, they were massive favourites heading into this. It's kind of, you've been the underdog story all season, is that right?
Yeah, we entered the qualifiers in September and sure, going to play that, we were like, it's great to get a chance to play in the qualifiers in the Euro Cup. And then sure, we went on to the group stages then and we got in the top two and that got out of that. The whole way along, I think we were all surprising ourselves and don't think it's hit us at all that we're in the Euro Cup final still, even though it's tomorrow. Yeah. You know, it's a great experience, and you know, the journey the whole way along is good.
How does being a trailblazer sit with you? Is it comfortable being the first ever Irish woman to play in a major European basketball final? It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think it's hit me yet, and it probably won't until I stop playing. You know, during the summer it'll probably go, it'll actually happen. You know that way, like it's that sort of a thing. But it's great for basketball at home as well. Like, and even for my town, Monastrevin, like, you know, hopefully it'll pick up something there and start basketball in the town.
It's amazing, really, because in Monastrevin, am I right in saying that there wasn't an abundance of basketball facilities for you growing up, or maybe there wasn't even any at all? Was your father involved in improving that?
Yeah, so there was. In the old secondary school, there was a basketball court, but it wasn't full-sized.
Yeah.
And then just down the road from our house now, there's a new secondary school, and there's a court there, but obviously it's not accessible to the public all the time. Like, you'll have to rent it out and pay for it, insurance and stuff. But Daddy, for the last over 20 years, has been trying to get a sporting facility in, not just for basketball, for, like, soccer, athletics, everything. And unfortunately, people objected against it, so he's still at it now and still trying to do it, so hopefully it'll happen someday.
your journey's been fascinating. I'm right in saying you went over to the US, played there for a while, but it wasn't the happiest of experiences. Is that correct?
Yeah. I went over to St. Joseph's in Philadelphia, and I was getting on ground, like, you know, getting court time, yeah. And I was being treated okay. And then it just was a nice scene. Girls of 18 and 19 years of age being upset over a sport that they're supposed to love, and a lot of them now don't even play anymore. You know, I'm only 25, so they were younger than me, and it's just sad to see that they've given it up just because they, you know, hate the sport because of what happened out there.
You don't have to go into too heavy detail if you don't want to, but what was actually happening there? Like, how were you able to maybe survive that environment and others weren't?
It was just the treatment of players. Like, you know, there's like certain things that was said probably indirectly to players that would affect them mentally and things. You know, the old school, they probably say, oh, you're not mentally tough to take it or whatever, but there's also treating you as a human as well and as a person. It's not all about the sport. You know, you have to go and enjoy it as well.
So there's still, at that point in your journey, there's still a long way to go between there in America progressing your career to now being in this European final. So what happens after your experience in America?
I came back and played in Ireland for a few years. I never thought I'd move out of Ireland. I'm happy enough at home, and I'm lucky to have a great family around me. But then a few years after, my nanny passed away, and then my mother passed away the year after nanny. So I definitely didn't think I was going to move away from home then. But the coach for me, Dino, he was contacting me for the last 2 or 3 years. And the time he contacted me just wasn't the right time for me anyways to move away. I wouldn't have lasted. He contacted me again and asked me, and I came out with my boyfriend Hillary just to have a look at the place, because if I was moving away, I wanted to make sure it's a nice area, a nice living situation and stuff. So I don't know, it was like a gut feeling that told me to go and try it this year, and thank God I did, or I wouldn't be in the Euro Cup final.
Yeah, absolutely. So were you scouted when you were back playing in Ireland? Is that how that came about?
Yeah, so it would have been with the Irish team and stuff, playing in the Eurobasket. John, the games would have been all on YouTube and things. So now usually people have agents. I signed with an agent once, but I didn't like not having direct contact with the coaches and waiting for agents to get back to you. And no, you're waiting around not knowing what's happening. So this time I didn't sign with one, so he just contacted me directly and worked out with it.
To listen to this morning's full Off The Ball breakfast, become a member at offtheball.com/join. Now.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.